Zakt the Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shkalim, Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalid. Our Perik began by telling us about three sets of 13. There were 13 shofarois, the boxes where they kept the money, the Hegdash money, 13 shulchanois, and 13 hishtachavois. In the last Mishnah, we discussed the 13 hishtachavois, and the opinion of our Mishnah was that they corresponded to the 13 sha'arim that were in the Beis HaMikdash. In Mishnah Dalet, we're going to learn about the 13 tables that were in the Beis HaMikdash. Zakta Mishnah, once again, Masechta Shkalim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Shloisha Asa Shulchanes Hayah B'Mikdash, there were 13 tables in the Beis HaMikdash. Shmoina Shalshayish, 8 were made out of marble, the Beis HaMidvachayim, and they were in the area where they shechted. Shalayan Medichen, on these tables, they would rinse as HaKravayim, the insides. The parts of the animal that had to be thoroughly cleaned, that had to remove the tzoya that was there and so on. The literal word would be the entrails. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Ushnaim, and there were two tables. Bimarav HaKevesh, to the west of the ramp that led up to the Mizbeach. Echad Shel Shayish, one was made out of marble. The Echad Shel Kesef, one made out of silver. Al Shel Shayish, on the one that was made out of marble, Hayanoisnim Eshu Aivarim. They would put the limbs of the karbanos. After the carbon was cut, they would take the limbs and organize it on these tables. And there they would wait until the kehanim would be able to take them up onto the mizbeach. So once again, Zakta Mishnah, we had these two tables west of the ramp going up to the mizbeach. One was made out of marble, the other out of silver. Al Shel Shayish, on the marble table, hayonaisnim esoivarim, as explained. And Al Shel Kesev, on the silver table, klisharis. They would put the klisharis, the utensils that were used for the avodah. Now, normally, most of the things in the Beis HaMikdash was either made out of silver or gold. There's a rule, ein anias b'makom hashiras. So how come these tables were made out of marble? And the answer is the nature of gold or silver is, gets very hot. And that would cause the meat to rot. Marble, on the other hand, by nature cools things off. That would prevent the meat from decaying. Either was a nes. If you remember, one of the nisim of the Beis HaMikdash was that the basar of the karbanos never decayed. But there's a rule, we don't rely on a nes. So therefore, the tables where they kept the limbs of the animals, that was made out of marble. The ones where we kept the klisharis, that was made out of silver. Now what were these klisharis? So the Batanura tells us that in Masechtas Tamid it says every morning they took out 39. Klisharis. So how many tables do we have so far? Remember, we have to have a sum total of 13. Well, there were 8 in the area where they shechted, where they did the washing. We have 2 more over here, west of the Kevesh, west of the ramp going up to the Mizbeach. So that's a total of 10. Where are the other 3? Right in front of the Heichel, there was an area called the Ulam. Try to imagine the Heichel. You have the west side of the Heichel, that's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where the Aron is, at least where the Aron was at the beginning of the first Beis HaMikdash. Then you have the Heichel. The Heichel has the Mizbech HaZav, the Shulchan, the Menorah. And in front of that, you have the Ulam. The Ulam was like a structure that was right before the Heichel. It was actually wider than the Heichel itself, from side to side. The Heichel itself was 70 amis wide. The Ulam, this room in front of the Heichel, was 100 amis wide. Now there was a wall between the Ulam and the Heichel, and in the middle there was a door that was 20 amis high and 10 amis wide. Okay, let's get back to our tables. We have 8 in the place where they shecht, that they did the washing on, 2 west of the ramp going up, the marble table for the Evarim waiting to be brought up on the Mizbeach, and the silver table that they put the klisharis on. That's 10. Where are the other 3 tables? Zakta Mishnah. 2 are inside this ulam. Ushnayim bu'ulam mebifnim. 2 are inside the ulam, al pesach habayis, near the doorway. And here too, echad shel shayish. They weren't both the same. One was made out of marble, the echad shel zav. The other was made out of gold. And what was the purpose of these two tables? Al Shel Shayish, on the one made out of marble, Noisnin Lechem Haponim, they would place the Lechem Haponim, Bikni Sasai, as it was brought in. So let's remember, that the lechem upon him was baked on Friday, and then they kept it on this table until Shabbos. That's when they were brought into the Hechel and placed on the Shulchan. The Al Shel Zahav, on the one made out of gold, the Yitziyasai, as it was taken out. These are the ones from last week that are taken out now, and they're given to the Kohanim. They're divided amongst the Kohanim. So after the Lechem upon him is baked, until we're ready to actually put it on the table, they're kept on the marble table that was in the Ola. And the ones were taken away from the Shulchan, until the actual time they were going to divide it to the Kohanim, they were kept on the way out on the gold table that was in the Ola. So once again, we can understand why it was marble on the way in. Although there were Nisim over here, but it was a great Ness, it was a great Chachma. It required a tremendous amount of Siyata Deshmaya to keep the bread from decaying. It was always fresh and warm, but we did what we had to do. So how come on the way out, in this case, however, the table is made out of gold? Why don't we say it was made out of silver, like we had in regard to the two tables that were next to the Mizbeach? So the Mishnah explains, it went from the marble table to the gold table. The Shulchan is Zahav. You can't take it from gold and go down and bring it to Kesef. Shemalin b'kodesh, v'lo merin. Everything in the Beis HaMikdash ascends, goes up in Kiddush, it doesn't go down. L'maisa, how many tables do we have? So let's do our Chazara now, before we end the Mishnah, let's do our Chazara. There were 8 marble tables in the area where they shechted. That's where they did the washing. There were 2 west of the ramp going up to the Mizbeach, 1 out of marble, and 1 table was made out of silver. On the marble table they put the limbs waiting to be brought up on the Mizbeach. Although there was a nace that Basar Hegdish never decayed, we're not saying Machal HaNace. And the silver table, that was for the Klishars. So that's a total of 10. Now we learn about these 2 tables that were in the Ulam. That's the big structure that was in front of the Hechel. One was made out of the marble for the freshly baked lechem upon him, awaiting to go in and to be put on the Shulchan. And one was made out of gold for the lechem upon him that's coming out, and it's placed over here until the time comes that they divide it amongst the Kayhan. Where's the 13th table? Sakta the Mishnah, that's the Shulchan. That's the Shulchan and the Hechel. The Echot shall zov mebifnim, and 1 gold table on the inside, sha'olav lechem upon him tamid, that on it you always have the lechem upon him.